All right, we're going. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm rocking and ready.
Welcome to this week's Embrace the Hate. I'm Matt Nost.
Hey, I'm Rick Ingram.
I thought my hair looked good. Dude, yours is something extra special. We might have to put out the video of this just so people can see the glory of that.
Thank you. I call this a Confederate soldier after a day in the field.
You know what? I think you could put any tag after Confederate soldier and it works.
Yeah.
Day Thank you. Field? Sure. Not a problem. Not a problem. Cook? Yes. The guy that does the amputations? For certain. Okay. Just keep rattling them off. They all work.
We're going to have to saw it off. Get him a stick to bite on.
It's interesting because normally you'd give those classic Ingram crazy eyes for an impression like that. And that just seems like normal.
Yeah, well, the crazy eyes, I can really only do one crazy eye right now. This one's fairly limited in its abilities.
Yeah, how was the recuperation? We took off a week last week because you had to have a surgery. How is it?
It's all right. It's better now. It was pretty annoying until like Friday mid-afternoon. I finally was able to take the mustache bandage off and not have blood dripping out of my face.
How long is it going to be before it's basically finished? A couple weeks?
Yeah, a few weeks at least. So now I just have a slight wound here on the inside of the nose.
I mean, it looks like a bruise. On the cameras, it doesn't really look like, oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, so I kind of have like a little bit of a black eye and then just a small stitched up incision on the inside of my nose.
But has it alleviated that constant pressure on the tear duct?
Yeah, and my eye's not just watering constantly down my face, so that's a nice. Yeah, it's a nice addition.
Well, yeah, hopefully problem solved. Is there any long-term, like, so they just unblock the tear duct, or do they actually take something out?
I'm not sure. I think they basically put a stent in.
Okay.
But I honestly don't know if it – I assume he would have to take it out at some point, but I could be wrong. The fact that they removed a stone is a good sign for – because sometimes people just have like a collapsed tear duct.
Yeah.
But in my case, they removed an actual stone from it. So it.
Now, is that like a pebble? Or did your tear duct make, in essence, a kidney stone like calcification in your.
Correct. Tear duct? Yeah, it was made by my body. I didn't get, some.
Your body hates you because you had kidney stones. Now you got tear duct stones. What's going to happen next? Oh, do you got ear canal stones?
I hope. I think gallstones is probably the next on the list of possible stones.
Well, I didn't know tear duct stones were a thing, so.
I didn't either. When I came to in the hospital, and he was like, Richard, all right, you're out of surgery. And he's like, we removed a stone from your tear duct. I was still pretty woozy. I was just like, what the fuck is he talking about? In my mind, it was like a pebble. Like, yeah. I was walking down the street and a tire shot a pebble into my eye and went straight into the tear duct.
You just didn't notice this perfect one in a quadrillion shot of a tire hitting a rock. Oh, it must have been an insect or something. Look at that. Suddenly just water squirting out of your eye. Oh, that seems weird.
Yeah. So it was interesting. And the experience of having a surgery in the hospital right now is it's apocalyptic. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Like, Catherine's dad had a hernia last year, and it was bad. And he was in the hospital for a while. Like, she was staying with him for 24 hours at a time just because he, you know, it was better to have somebody there with him at all times. And he had a flare up for the first time just a couple days ago, and ambulance came out, and eventually as he was getting there, symptoms started to subside and whatnot. And he was like, I don't want to go to the hospital. And I don't blame him because I wouldn't want to go there unless it was dire.
Yeah.
And in your situation, it's just like, look, this has been on the books for a while to have this done. But what was it like? Was it, I mean, was it dead? Because I've heard some people say they went to the ER and there was nobody there. But obviously, you know, COVID hadn't hit that area yet.
Yeah. I was not in the ER, obviously, because I was there for planned surgery. But I got there and they took my temperature at the door. And I had like a minute and a half conversation because my temperature, I run a cool temperature just naturally. Okay. So
what is it?
Usually it's like 97 point something.
Okay.
So it's not that low, but it's like a degree lower than a normal person, I guess.
Yeah.
And so the lady took my temperature and she was like, oh, that's not right. Or she goes, huh, interesting. I'm going to have to do that again. And I'm just like, fuck, do I have a fever? Yeah. And
No. You got temperature stones.
And then she does it again. And she's like, do you ever take your temperature at home? And I go, yeah, I've been doing it a lot lately. She's like, what is it? I go, it's usually like 97 point something. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what it is. It's just way lower than I've ever seen. I'm like, yep. So they let me in. And then I go to like, you know, where you go and they basically check your paperwork, administration part.
Yeah.
And it's just literally just me sitting alone in this room. And there's like two people working. And one of them comes out full mask, whatever. And it's just like, are you here for surgery? I'm like, yeah, give him my name. She's like, okay, just wait here, I'll be back. And then like 5 minutes later she came back and was like, all right, here's your paperwork. You're gonna go down this hallway. When you get to the end, turn left, then walk down that hallway. You'll see a bunch of chairs, like another waiting room. Yeah. And there's usually someone at the desk, but there's none of our volunteers are working anymore. So you'll just have to go pick up the phone that's sitting there and it'll patch you through to the surgery center. I'm just like, okay. And I literally am just walking through basically an empty hospital.
Yeah.
Which is pretty eerie. And they have the hallway to the ER like blocked off with paper or like
okay, sure.
Yeah, like plastic sheeting, basically.
Yeah, kind of not like a crime scene tape, but something equivalent to that where there's a barrier of some kind.
Yeah, like the whole hallway is just basically saran wrapped off. And then I get to the end of the hall and I turn left and I get to this next waiting room at some elevators and just a random desk sitting there with a phone on it. And I walked over and just picked up the phone and someone was like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here for surgery. They said, is this Richard? I was like, yeah. And someone came down and grabbed me like 5 minutes later. And then it was basically just me or some guy who was having some surgery that they're like, yeah, you're gonna have to stay overnight and for observation. And they took him away before they even started with me. And then it was just me waiting. My doctor was like an hour late. So
yeah.
I just sat in this hospital bed, two nurses working. They're bitching about how their hours were all cut because all the elective surgeries are not happening. So
why they didn't redirect them? That's interesting that, hey, we need extra hands over in this department.
Well, they said everything's running at 50% or less with the exception of the ER and the ICU. Uh-huh. So at this point, because this was in Thousand Oaks, they don't really have a bunch of COVID cases.
Yeah.
They said the plan is basically everyone is just working half shift or half hours. And they all have to be prepared for if the ER ICU does become overrun, at that point they would start working them into shifts to take over for the nurses who have developed COVID-19.
Yeah, which inevitably would come. Some of them are going to fucking get sick themselves. So you need somebody to replace it.
Yeah, so it was so they're just basically like, it sucks because none of us can get our hours right now, but it's probably better than having to work in the plague center.
Well, I mean, it's so like in New York, I know they did it in Italy too. Anybody that was on the precipice of graduating from med school, they're just automatically knighted, and you're out there on the front lines now because we need, you know, we need the help. Because fucking New York is a war zone right now, as far as this is concerned. So we're a week or so, 10 days behind them. And thankfully we can distance better out here than they can there. So more than likely, if we all stay on top of our shit, it won't be near as bad here, but who knows? I mean, churches are still gathering. The farmers markets are still going. They have, you know, rules, quote unquote, that they have to adhere to now, but people are still trying to find ways to fucking hang out.
Yeah. People are retarded. It's one of those things where it's like, it's so frustrating to watch these idiots maintain their reputation of being dumb assholes, but they're doing it. Yeah. So it was weird. The weirdest part then was I had the surgery, whatever they put me under. And then I came to, and the doctor is kind of waking me up, telling me that I had a tear duct stone, and just saying, you know, got to take it easy for the next couple of days and next couple of weeks and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to call your wife and let her know, so she can know, the nurse will call her when, you know, we've observed you for a while, so we can, she can come pick you up or whatever. And then he left, and then it was literally just this nurse who was basically taking care of me. And I was like, oh, what happened to Brenda? Because that was the nurse who they said was going to be my nurse when I was in recovery. And she was like, oh, well, it took an extra hour, so they sent her shift ended, so it's just you and me. And then I was like in this giant recovery room that's like made for like 25 beds. Yeah. And they just have the light shut off on all of them except for the light over my little section in the nurse's station. It's just like looking around like, man, what the fuck is going on in here?
Is there a TV or anything to entertain?
Nope.
She just sat there in the dark practically with one other human.
And she was working on her computer doing whatever they all have to. They still have to maintain all of the bullshit paperwork they have to do. So she was working on that. And I was just kind of sitting there coming to. And then after a while, she came over and gave me like a Sprite Zero or whatever. And had me sit up, and then
you throw it in her face and said, look, I'm a fucking diet do man. I don't drink this.
I let her slap the can out of her hand.
Right back. Brenda knew I only drank Diet Mountain Dew. Where the fuck is Brenda? And just.
Yeah, she was like, sit up. I want to see if your nose is bleeding. And I sat up, and then blood literally just came straight out of my nose.
Oh, really? Was it just collecting in that area, like in the fucking nasal cavity?
Well, I guess, since I was laying back, it was basically just going down my throat, which I kept swallowing because I could feel the liquid. And then for like 2 days, I'd like have like a, I'd kind of just cough up a nice like blood clot, basically.
Yeah. Just congeal blood. That's.
Yeah, it was fun. And then it basically just dripped out for like 3 or 4 days.
I've only been put under one time. I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and I mean, years ago, they came in really early. I think I was in like sixth or seventh grade.
So, really?
Yeah. I had to have it done then. I was living in Kentucky. I remember that. So it was sixth or seventh grade, and fucking, you know, to put me under. So you have the IV on you, and they're getting ready to put the mask on, and he puts, you know, one sedative in, and he's like, this is going to make your body feel really light. And legitimately was in my right arm, and my right side slowly started feeling like it was floating. And then eventually like the left side joined it. And I felt like I was floating up off the table. And it's like, all right, now this one's going to make you feel heavy. And it was the inverse. Then my right side of my body felt like it was sinking into the fucking table. Like it was made of cement. And then he was like, count backwards from, and I don't even remember anything after that. And I woke up. You know, whatever, however much longer it took after that. But that's the only time I've ever been put under.
Yeah, the only other time that I've been put under that, like, I had a surgery when I was like 2 months old or something. Okay. 'Cause I was born with a hernia, but the only other time that I recall being put under was my wisdom teeth. And that was probably junior year of high school or something, senior year of high school. And then when I had my kidney stone and they had to jam the laser up my dick hole, that they obviously put me under for that. But
do you hold on to any of these precious stones? Because they've got to be worth so much. I'm sure in China, if you ground them up, that there's some sort of potency. You know,
a lot of people in China have been asking, because everyone knows that tear duct stones cause great erections if you snort it.
Exactly. It's better than tiger penis. You know, if you're going to grind up anything and put it in your tea, it's tear duct stones, especially tear duct stones that are hopped up on fucking Mountain Dew.
Rhino horns and American tear duct stones are the number one causes of 4 hour plus erections in the Orient.
Hey, guess what? No need to call your doctor on that one, because this one is just fine.
All natural.
That's right. A flagpole. It's not a problem. You just salute it and you keep on walking.
Yeah, it was interesting. This one was the, you know, maybe it was general. I know this one was general anesthesia, but I feel like on the other one, it was just local anesthesia. But I don't honestly know what the difference is. But this time they brought me into the surgery room and they put me on the table. And he was like, the anesthesiologist is going to give you something first to make you to help with anxiety. And then I was like, all right. And then I don't remember anything after that. After that, it was just waking up in what appeared to be a auditorium with only one light on. And my creepy doctor still wearing his mask, because they all wear their masks all the time.
At some point, I'm not sure when the age is, but I'm going to have a colonoscopy, and I know I'll be put out for that. So that's going to be fun. It's the only time I know of for sure that in the next couple of years, if not, I don't know when it is. So I'm 41 now. I think it's 45.
It could be. I don't know. Corinne is laughing to the side because she's decided I'm getting mine at 40. And
I had to take Catherine because she had to get one to get polyps looked at, because there's a family history there. And it crushed her. Like the coming out of it afterwards and whatnot. But the night before, you got to drink all this disgusting goop to flush out your system, whatnot. And basically just turns, you know, that business into a flush of water. But it's like this milky, like weird crap that you have to buy specifically. And I'm not looking forward to that at all. I'd rather be awake and just have fun with the doctor. Like, doc, is the camera in there? Are you really trying? Come on, buddy. You got anything bigger?
That's how I'm just gonna take the garden hose and put the thumb on the end of it, clean it out that way, and then
perfect, problem solved.
Just have it done in a van somewhere.
We'll just leave the hose in there, and that way he can just snake his camera in there, no problem.
That's good thinking.
I don't know though. Somehow you'll develop like intestine stones or something. Ah shit, we lost Rick again. This happened fucking last time we did this. So the streaming app that we have, there was a mention on there that they've been having trouble and YouTube's been having trouble and a few other people, just because the capacity and demand has been so high. Let's see. All right, he's back.
Yeah, I don't know. It just shut off both of us on my end. So,
yeah, I can still see me. There was a warning. I was telling those listening, but we do this on this, you know, site, but it kicks it over to YouTube, and that's where it stores it. And there's a warning saying YouTube's basically over capacity right now, and so is two or three other services that you may want to use for this. So be aware that you could lose signal, you could drop out, which makes sense.
A lot of losers at home right now watching really terrible videos on the internet.
Oh, you don't ever go on YouTube? You're above the fray on that? Fuck, we lost him again. Is he going to come back? I don't know. That's what happens when you insult YouTube. He came back momentarily, and I was going to let him know that. He actually, I hear voices. I don't know what's going on. Well, let's see, guys. I can hear you.
Hey. Yeah, I don't, it's weird. It just keeps shutting me down.
Well, why don't you keep insulting YouTube and let's see what happens.
I feel like this is, you know, the powers that be, the Illuminati are tired of me knowing the truth.
Yeah. What truth is that?
I was about ready to mention how the Clintons are behind COVID.
It did cut off right then. Oh, that's great. That's perfect. It cut you off right after you said the Clintons are behind, and it cut him off again. Let's see if he comes back. We might have to call this one early. Do we even put this out is the real question. We're 20 minutes in, and this is three glitches. Would you move locations?
No, I literally just pulled my computer closer to try and – I figured I'm probably the Wi-Fi signal, so.
Would you want to say something about disparaging about the Clintons again and see if the line freezes one more time?
Bill.
It did again. Oh, this is too perfect. Maybe I'll egg him on. There we go. Do you want to try to say something about Chelsea and watch it drop out a third time or fourth time?
The number one thing about Chelsea Clinton that people do not understand is that she is responsible for a majority of the Earth's problems. See? Chelsea doesn't matter.
That one is just fine. Now, all right. Now go after Bill or Hillary and let's see what happens.
The two largest murderers in the history of the planet Earth, Bill and Hillary Clinton, are out there murdering people.
There we go. We got it out. That's perfect. They can't stop you once you turn into your own Wi-Fi signal, so you're good.
That's exactly right.
What the fuck is that? I think you just rustled past the microphone for 2 seconds there.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to infiltrate the system. There's no doubt about it. I was about ready to drop some Epstein truther theories. So,
I've seen, thanks to the one friend we have in common on the retweets, I've seen all kinds of crazy theories about our current situation right now. It's baffling to me that the people actually holding on to this. My favorite so far is that this is all part of Trump's master plan to, in essence, get rid of the Fed and get us back onto the gold standard by using a global pandemic to flush out the pedophiles and Illuminati and all the corruption at the top tiers of government. So COVID is just the pandemic that he was looking for. And that's why he fumbled the start, is to get all the pedophiles out of Washington. I was like, wow.
How does this stop pedophilia?
Well, you know what? Look, we don't need explanations for the amazing job that he's about to do. Let's just all appreciate that his administration has done an amazing job.
No question about it. No question that every step of the way, they've done it right. That's for sure.
Yeah. And then, whatever. It's hard not to sit here and talk about the current situation that we're in, but I'm so tired of talking about the current situation that we're in. You know, I wake up in the morning, I open my laptop and I go to the Washington Post first. It's like, all right, what hell awaits me today? And just open that up, see where we're at. And then it's like, it's the same. It's Groundhog Day over and over and over again. Of like, what's the death toll at? If we hit our fucking zenith yet, I'm so tired of this, and we still have another 2 months minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a long haul. And as long as there are the dumbasses out there, you know, mega churching, we're all going to pay the price. Cause the only hope is that a lot of these idiots just get it and become the statistics, because if we're stuck having to let deal with these people living. Like, I'm sure you saw the video of the lady being like, I'm covered in Jesus's blood.
I have not. I love to search that out. That's her defense. It's not even, I'm going to pray the sick away. It's, I'm covered in the metaphorical blood of Christ.
There, the reporters interviewing people driving out of the church, and just asking them, like, why would you do this in a pandemic? And people are just like, well, my faith in God is strong, and I feel like He, you know, He'll protect us. And, you know, for me personally, I need this in my life. And then the guy's just like, are you putting other people at risk? He's like, it's possible, but again, this is just something that I personally need. And then he drives off, and then a couple cars drive by, and then they get to this lady, like probably in her 50s. She stops her car, rolls down her window, and they're like, hi, can I ask you why you would risk, you know, going to church at a time like this? And she goes, I am covered in the blood of Christ. He's like, what? You
throw a cat at the cameraman and then just drive off. Exactly. There's 100 cats in there, and she's fucking senile being around that many cats. Oh, man. I'm covered in the blood of Christ. I have to look that up. I heard about other people saying, like, First Amendment. That's all, you know, when people are like, hey, really? You're going to a church? And they're like, can't infringe upon my First Amendment rights. And be like, yeah, it's true, but you're not really helping the situation by going out and being around. You almost do hope that each and every one of them gets it for being idiots and assholes about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the fucking the Catholic Archdiocese here had Palm Sunday via, what, Facebook Live or something. Just never happened before. But even Catholic Church, which I grew up, you know, Catholic, does not have a good track record when it comes to human rights and treating people well and a whole bunch of other. Even the Catholic Church is like, just stay at home. You can watch this online. And if you can't, it's fine. God will understand.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that even the Pope was presiding Palm Sunday from an empty cathedral in the Vatican.
Yeah. It's just what you have to do.
Yeah. But they have enough money. See, the problem here is that these Southern mega churches are dependent on making, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, every weekend from these idiots. And so,
dude, why you gotta tell Joel Osteen like that?
Look, I'm just trying to get the word out about the best people in the country. We owe them the money, is what I'm saying. We should all send them money.
Still, have you ever thought about a career change? Because I genuinely think that you could play that character to such a degree that, you know, fucking jet flying, limousine riding, you could have it all.
Kiss stealing. Christ loving son of a gun.
You could. You just do the inverse. Kennison went from preacher to comic. You go from comic to preacher.
I mean, I honestly feel like I would be the exact same as the people who are successfully doing that. I don't believe any of them honestly believe any of the bullshit that they're fucking fooling people about.
One in 100, one in 500 genuinely feels like they're doing it, and the rest know, I'm just scamming to make money. This is the only fucking point of this. But I think you take that haircut, you move to Appalachia, you start handling some snakes, and you build the biggest mega church that the fucking Smoky Mountains has ever seen.
Man, that's a beautiful idea. And I'll tell you what, Christ is with us on that, my brother.
That's why you keep the garden hose up there and you make it part of the lore of who you are. What's with that? Oh, this is my pipeline to God.
This is how we do baptisms at my church. Come on up here. Stand next to the starfish. He's going to wet you down.
Oh, wow. It's a, it's a beautiful visual.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the important thing is to remind them that, am I a fan of Jesus Christ? Hell yeah. But more importantly, is Jesus Christ a fan of me? You're goddamn right.
So a reporter stops them on the way out. Look, I'm covered in the shit of Ingram. I'm fine.
It's the anal douche of Ingram.
Oh, man. See, I opened up ESPN for the first time, and I don't know why I did, just to see it. It, like, the top story was WrestleMania. That's the
point
which they're at. They have to cover that as a sport. And the fact that Gronk won some belt I've never heard of, which, not saying much, I haven't watched wrestling in 30 years.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a sad state of affairs that we're in, which is like, wow, wrestling on front page of ESPN as sports news.
Yeah, I went to ESPN yesterday, and the top story was NBA working on horse game.
For charity?
That's they're just going to have competitive horse, where the players who have courts in their own homes compete against one each other. Basically, it'd be like Zoom, but they're playing horse. So
that's not a bad idea, I guess.
Guy who does trick shot from half court, then, you know, across the country in Atlanta or wherever they're at, then he has to do the same trick shot and so on and so forth. I'm just like, horse, that's, I mean.
I would tune in for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than, you know, I guess what they have going on, which is just every day, same thing as the other news. It's like, Donald Trump says he would like football season to begin on time. And it's like a 6-paragraph article about it where you're just like, so I literally could have just read the headline and gotten all the information.
Yeah, 'cause there is no more information.
No.
Other than like, then our governor, Governor Newsom, was like, yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea for the NFL as of right now to even think about having games, because who knows where the hell we're going to be at. And you're like, yeah, that's very true. Like, the NBA could come back at some point, but, like, when does baseball call it? What if this goes another three and a half months? And are they going to play 50 games? Like, I don't even know what constitutes a season at that point.
Well, and that's the thing with the NBA, too, is it's like, I don't know how many games they had left. I feel like it was, like, a dozen.
Yeah, it's a 15 to 18 for all the teams. So, this could start the playoffs, and it's fine. Like, there are some teams that were going to be disgruntled because they were, you know, charging, you know, up the standings at the right time. But it's like, tough shit, world pandemic.
Yeah.
You don't get the 8th spot in the West. I'm sorry, you know, fucking New Orleans or Trailblazers or anybody else that was fighting for it. It's just not going to happen. Like, the Spurs, your playoffs record streak now is over.
Well, then I saw they were saying, like, you know, they might not finish the NBA season until – August or all the way up until October. I'm like, isn't that then when they just be starting the next season?
Now then they would push. So a lot of owners want the season to start at Christmas because they don't like going up against the NFL. The NFL hands them their ass for the first 2 months of the season. It happens every year for the NBA, and the same story will come out. And, you know, came out this year, that came out last year, that came out last year, the year before that, of like, why are ratings down? Why doesn't anybody pay attention? Because nobody pays attention really until the All-Star break.
Yeah.
You're a diehard fan like I am. But so a ton of owners want to start the season on Christmas Day. So this might go force it going forward to start the season on Christmas Day. And now everybody gets what they want. If they're not competing against the NFL for, you know, a quarter of the season to a third of the season. And then they get to own. The downside is summertime, less people are watching, but you get an uptick in ratings for the playoffs anyway. So if it's regular season in the summer, sure, I agree with you, but playoffs are playoffs, especially if the finals are not going to be in July. I don't think it makes any difference if they're in June or if they're in July.
They're only competing then with the first few months of the baseball season, which
nobody watches. Oh, shit, he cut out again. We made it a full, like, 14, 15 minutes before he cut out again. Damn all you people streaming online. Nope, he came back and then cut again. Well, I mean, this is the solution that we have for you. Otherwise, there is no show because we're not going to be meeting up. I mean, Rick's got a whole family over there to be concerned with. And my life here. You there?
I'm here.
Maybe we may like get you like a tinfoil suit and you can just wear that around and pick up every Wi-Fi signal in your neighborhood.
Smart. I know one of the people's Wi-Fi name is the Cat People House. So I feel like maybe I could steal some of the mojo from the cat people house.
Have you figured out? Do you know who the cat people are? Yeah, shit. We lost them again. Son of a bitch. There you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Have you figured out who the cat people are?
No, no idea.
Really? People that call themselves the cat people house and you can't figure out which fucking lunatic this is?
I try not to talk to my neighbors. I've been social distancing for a long time.
That's bullshit because I'm sure you're still out walking that dog. You're not the mayor of Thousand Oaks at this point?
No, no. My dog walking days are limited. She doesn't really walk that much anymore because she has heart conditions. So basically take her outside and let her shit and then she just comes right back home. She doesn't have any desire to go walk around.
Oh, okay. Now my dog loves it. And she has this weird thing where she basically splits her poop, you know, when she poops up into 2-3 times. So we're out. Yeah. I have to pick up after you 2-3, sometimes 4 times. It is utterly ridiculous.
Your dog's from China, is that correct?
From China, yes.
Any
from a meat market in China.
Have you started calling her the COVIDs?
We have said, did you bring this from China? But her name is Yao. Because it was the only thing that we could come up with between us. And people either give you a weird look or like, they're like, Ming? Be like, it's the only Yao I know. That's where we got the name. They're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Because it's the only Yao I know. It's just, it's not like it's a common name here.
Yeah, I would definitely call the dog COVID if it were my Chinese dog.
Well, you want a Chinese dog? We can get you a Chinese dog. They make that trip over there a couple times a year, so I can talk
to them. I don't think anyone's saving dogs from meat markets at this point.
It depends on where that meat market is from. But trust me, any asshole that flies around the world to save a dog is going to go back because those dogs still need saving.
Plus, I'm a liberal, Matt, and I respect culture. And if they want to eat dogs over there, then who am I to say that they're wrong, you know?
That tone of voice sounds like you mean every ounce of that. Listen, guys, I'm a liberal. And I'll tell you this much. Louis C.K. should not have put his special out because I'm never going to watch it. It doesn't affect me at all, but I have an opinion. And this,
he is a monster. Okay.
Did he jerk off? Then shut up.
I heard Louis C.K. eats dogs on his new special. A lot of people have been saying that.
Oh, did you turn in to find out? No, because I'm not paying $8 to that man who is the devil incarnate.
Yeah, I won't even watch Good Will Hunting because I know Harvey Weinstein is involved. Okay? I'm not giving my money directly to Louis C.K. You know what C.K. stands for? Christ Killer. Just so you know.
I didn't realize that C.K. was Jewish. That's interesting. Is he? Because that is C.K. is how his last name is pronounced. That's why he switched it to. So that's an interesting Jewish. I wonder what region that is originally from.
Is he Hispanic or something? What is he actually?
I have no idea. I just know his last name is legitimately C.K., but nobody could pronounce it when it was written down, so he just changed it to Louis C.K.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never even considered
what. I have no idea, but I heard it from another comic who, why would they make that up? So.
Because comics are liars, Matt. We cannot count on them.
That's true. But about this, it's not like it was a story of, oh, I banged 3 chicks on the way here tonight. Like, oh, okay. All right. Really? Was that before or after you had that 5-way with you and 4 fucking Playboy bunnies over at the mansion?
Dude, anytime we tell old tales about the one-man double team and his luxurious lover lifestyle, I get excited for the old times.
I forgot about that nickname. The one-man double team? Just Every time, I'll do, hey, what'd you do tonight? Oh, me? Three chicks. It's fucking 5:15. It's like, when did this happen? You were working the fucking phones earlier today, so when you left here?
Exactly when it happened, bro.
Yeah. All right. Well, as you learned, like, all right, I got to take what you say with the biggest grain of salt that I can find. And
yeah, that was one of Eli's finest nicknames that he handed out to someone, the one man double team.
Yeah, that is a good one. Good old Eli. He seems to be quite active on Twitter.
He's been more active recently on Twitter. Yeah,
well, he's commented on a couple of my tweets, and I'm just like, oh, shit, Eli, I haven't talked to you, and it's been a minute, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's up in Connecticut now, so.
Oh, I thought he was in Massachusetts. He's in Connecticut?
Yeah, he works – because he works at ESPN, so.
Okay.
So he's – I think he's like 20 minutes or something outside of Bristol, I believe.
Wow. That's a hell of a culture change from Southern California to Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah, so like he basically lives in like a kind of mountainous area of Connecticut.
Okay.
Like he sent us a video one day of a bear wandering out of the woods into his backyard. I was like, all right.
We got coyote attacks in our neighborhood. I've seen them. I've seen one on the street here, but somebody like in a neighborhood forum, Catherine is a part of a couple different ones just to kind of figure out, you know, hey, what is this? But like we lost Yao one day. She actually ran out after Catherine when she was going to work. And I woke up 20 minutes later and Yao was just gone. And Catherine found her on one of those, you know, forum. It was an app.
Next door app
or something. But somebody had this morning, their dog got attacked by a coyote. And it's like a block from our house. So we've seen them. I've seen them on the street one time, and I know they're around. You can hear them yelping. Now that there's way less traffic, you can hear them, you know, gathering and whatnot, and you'll hear a bunch of howls and yelps shoot up. But picking off during the daytime, it was at 9 a.m. this morning or yesterday morning, one of the two. But a bear, that's, you know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Videos of bears and fucking elk and antelope, stuff like that, but they live in Colorado, so it's kind of to be expected.
Yeah. And the other thing he sent us, me and Mark, a text the other day with a picture of it blizzarding outside their house like maybe a week ago. And it was just like, oh, sounds awful.
Yeah. I like visiting snow. I don't want to live in snow anymore.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's great when you're there because it feels like, oh, winter wonderland. This is great, especially when it's just a blizzard like that, because it's, you know, upon leaving, you're not going to see that shit until the next time you have to go to an area like that or choose to go to an area like that. So it's nice. It's like, oh, this is, well, it is. You guys got weather and shit. I'm just used to sunshine nonstop. This is, you know, how quaint.
Yeah, I mean, he said it's, you know, night and day in terms of lifestyle and pace of life and all that shit. So he's like, I don't have to worry about homeless people, you know, attacking me, but I do have to worry about ticks, no matter where I go. If I walk my dog, if I do anything, if we walk in the woods, ticks everywhere. I'm like,
okay.
I think Eli
has Lyme disease.
Yeah. And we got lots of coyotes around here. They're loud.
I'm sure, you got the hills.
So, but yeah, they're pretty active. Even before the world shut down, I'd get home at like 1 a.m. and you'd hear like 5 or 6 of them howling at each other from all different directions. But
well, Catherine was saying that her dad told her, so 3 of them were basically, hunting is the wrong word, but 2 were following him, and it was him and his dog. And they weren't far from his house, but his dog, he doesn't walk him on a leash because he's got him trained. So the dog stays close to him, type of thing. And so he sees it, and he's like, all right, we're gonna go back. And they were like a block, he's a block from his house. So he starts walking towards, and this other coyote crosses the street and stops at the other end of the sidewalk. And now he's boxed in by these two, but he wasn't far from his front door. So he just kind of sped up a little bit while trying to, you know, flash forward and backwards to see where these three are. But it's, you know, it's got to be interesting when you're the focus of the hunt as opposed to watching that on some nature program.
Yeah. But well, I saw the balm. Her dog got picked up by a coyote down in wherever in Orange County she lives. Okay. Seal Beach or something.
Yeah, that's where he lives.
She said her dog, she has like a tiny little Yorkie or something. And yeah. He scratched at the door, and so she just opens the front door and he goes out and does his business right there on the grass right in front. And she let him out. He got to the bottom step, and there's just a coyote waiting. Grabbed him, picked him up, ran off with them, and she chased after him onto the actual beach. And the coyote dropped the dog and ran off once he got on the sand, turned back around, ran the other way. He had like a puncture wound or something, but.
Yeah, but lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, heard, I was telling a story of somebody had seen him where they're hiding under cars and waiting for dogs, but they've been spotted just sitting underneath a car. And you're like, wow, what a stealthy, cagey little fuck. I didn't know that they would do that.
Yeah, they're the tweakers of the canine world. A lot of people don't realize that.
Wow, when you see them, they look unhealthy, and that's part of their look. It's like them and hyenas.
Yep. I always just think of the hyenas from The Lion King. That's what I always picture when I see a coyote. It's just like some cracked out German shepherd, basically. Just like,
well, that's what they look like. Just the shitty fur, but it's all matted down with like oil and dirt and whatnot. It just, it looks like a homeless German shepherd.
Yep.
Yeah. The one that I saw here, I was got home late and I parked and I'm walking across the street. I caught something peripherally in my eye, but couldn't tell what it was, and I wasn't really paying attention. And then I looked over, and from somewhere else, some illumination hit its eyes, and I could just see these two eyes in the dark from, you know, 40, 50 yards away looking at me. And it wasn't being aggressive, but it was watching me because, you know, who the fuck am I? And it's trying to protect itself. So then I just stopped and I paid attention to it, and then it slowly backed off and walked away. But just to see these two floating eyes off in the dark, you're like, well, that's spooky as fuck. That's nice. It's a killer. Yeah.
If I were you, I would have immediately pulled out my long gun and I would have taken care of business.
You wouldn't have shown him the starfish? We'll give him the blessing?
I ain't baptizing no fucking coyote.
Why not? You got to save every soul, man.
This thing is, this baptism gun is exclusively for people, God's chosen creatures.
That's great. You do basically, I say you update Kiss's love gun, just his baptism gun. I can see you update the makeup. It'll look really good.
This is, it's known as the blessing cannon.
You don't like, you want to update from gun? You don't like gun?
I think it needs to be a higher powered artillery. That's all.
Well, it is. I think it's implied. I mean, it's the difference of a fucking 22 and a 357. You understand?
This is the, yeah. This is the AR-15 of anus baptism machines.
Oh my God. So street legal, it's semi-automatic, but once you get the actual upgrades on there, it's fully automatic. You're just,
that's right.
How many rounds per minute you think you can get out of your baptism 15?
I could easily baptize probably 200-300 people with this thing.
Per clip?
I could shoot this thing probably 10 rows back from the altar, no problem.
I love it. Instead of giving an actual distance, it's like 10 rows back, but you got to know that you've been practicing social distancing since you started this. So the 10 rows back is actually 200 yards.
There. That's right. Easy. Yeah. High powered.
Exactly. In World War II, there were so many stories about you just riding around on skis in the fucking Nordic countries, picking off Nazis with your baptism cannon.
The power of Christ. What can I say?
Is that what you say every time you fire around?
I just let them know. I just go, I'm covered in Jesus's blood.
Why do you take on a Southern patois?
Well, that's where my mega church is. So I want to relate to the people.
Oh, that's good of you. I assume.
I'm thinking I'll probably build a crystal cathedral somewhere in the Ozarks. Just really focus, on decent folk.
Smart. Plus, there's a little bit of money down there, and you got an inn, at least in that neck of the woods with Yakov. He can give you the lay of the land of what Missouri's like in that area, how to grease the right wheels, you know, the construction crews that you need down there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Garden hose baptism from the anus? What a country.
Have you explained to him, this?
You know, Yakov and I haven't been talking as much lately, just due to, his lack of appreciation for the Soviet Union, where mine has only grown stronger over the years.
But you would think that's where the bond would, coalesce.
I've considered doing a reverse Yakov and becoming a big-time comedian over in Russia. Just seeing what happens. What's that?
What's holding you back?
At this point, just COVID-19.
I think Putin could find a workaround. So it seems like a shitty excuse on your part.
20 years from now, I'll be telling stories about how, me and Putin are good friends, just like Yakov tells stories about how he became very friendly with Ron Reagan, old Ronnie Reagan.
I can't wait. Will you fly me in every once again just so I can live that oligarch life for a day or two, like a long weekend, and then I'll fly right back out? Russia's not really my cup of tea long term. Too much snow.
Well, yeah. Obviously, I'm going to be spending all of my time over in Ingramgrad, which is what we're considering changing St. Petersburg to.
Okay, but that doesn't really deal with... I was assuming Ingramgrad was like, oh, well, you just took over Cuba and finally just kept that truly communist and their foothold on this side of the world.
The main thing we're going to do is we're just going to re-erect the Joseph Stalin statue with just a slightly taller statue of me behind him, kind of leaning up against him like an 80s rapper.
You going back to back?
That's exactly maybe, right.
Maybe you have like a perfect strangers type of like sound cue. Like you hit it and you're like, Stalin! And just, update it a little.
I like it. So in this scenario, am I the Balky and Joseph Stalin is cousin Larry?
Well, because he is Russian by descent. That's why I chose that.
That makes sense.
Or the new arrival to this country. Unless you're saying your future Russianism is going to supersede one of the founders of the country or its current iteration, which, look, I'm game for. It's fine. It's your statue.
I mean, I think obviously in the end, with the amount of Russians that I'll kill, Stalin's going to be the only one in my league, but I'm still going to outnumber him by at least 5 or 6 million.
I think you're lowballing it. I think you could do better than that.
Honestly, I'm looking to get about 50 to 75 million dead Russians under my belt.
I feel like your hair somehow now has a higher wave arc on that. It's like it when you shift it over to personal Wi-Fi, all those extra signals going through, like you're catching it with the hair and it's fluffing it on top of that.
It's very possible. There's definitely like a big wave surfer thing going on now. Whereas before they were moderate size waves, but now we got
big surfer. Your audio's cutting out. Try it again. I think I can hear you now.
Yeah, I had moderate size waves, but now I've got a big Sur, big wave riding.
Looking.
Fluff going.
Well, how long has it been since you had a haircut? Because now you're going to go another 2 to 3 months without.
Easy, yeah. I don't know. It's probably been 4 months since I got a haircut.
So Are we officially going to get long hair then? Just say fuck it and just going to keep growing this out?
I mean, I probably would have gotten my hair cut in the last couple of weeks if it were an option, but I mean, there's no point to cut it at this point. I don't plan on cutting it myself, so.
Yeah, I thankfully, I figured out a workaround. So someone Catherine sees every day used to cut hair. So her seeing and interacting with that person every day means I have, in essence, interacted with that person every day. So I could probably get a haircut eventually, but I'm going to let it go because I'm only going to do it once.
Yeah.
Just let it get fucking weird and stupid. It's so a nice thing. I just throw a hat on and who gives a shit? So.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the basic one.
I had to go out today to Lowe's and fucking 90% of the people I saw there, no masks, no gloves. Couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've been wearing masks and gloves for two and a half weeks now going out in public. Now, initially, those first couple times, everybody's looking at you weird. Like, really? Mask and gloves? But there'd be like one or two other people. And it's just kind of one of those of, I'd rather play this safe and I don't give a shit about your glaring looks. Just
yeah,
I'll put a fucking mask on and I don't care. And now the once a week when I go out, maybe twice a week, I don't, you know, try and stay home as much as humanly possible. But you go out and the vast majority of people, I see people walking down my street with masks on. And to go to Lowe's today and 90% didn't have it, I was blown away. But so I had to go to Lowe's today and I had to go to Home Depot yesterday just because we had a couple things here at the house that somewhat emergencies, but they got handled type of things. But I had to go out to fix something. And yesterday at Home Depot, the line took me a crazy amount of time. The longest line I've been in, hands down. But and it snakes through the parking lot and there's all these people just standing around with carts and we're all just, you know, whatever. You're not complaining about it. But numerous people, while I'm sitting there for well over 90 minutes just to get into fucking Home Depot to buy three things, walked up to the front and just grabbed a cart and started to go inside. But my favorite was a guy, someone stopped him. Was like, sir, there's a line over there. He's like, oh, there's a line? He turns around and sees all of us. And he's like, oh, I totally didn't even notice, even though I parked right next to where half of the line is. And he just walked back over and put his cart away and got in his car. But the look on his face is like, oh, shit. Oh, is that the line to get in? I just thought that was people hanging out for something, like returns. It was fucking great.
Human beings are great. That's the key here.
Yeah.
People are out of their fucking
hopefully minds. I don't have to leave to go out. I mean, eventually I have to go to the grocery again, but I hopefully don't have to go anywhere else anytime soon. Although I would love to, but.
Yeah. Those are the breaks right now. I keep looking at stuff where I'm just like, all right, in 3 or 4 days, you know, be out of fruit or something. At that point, I'll have to go get more. But otherwise, it's just like, I guess we'll just keep eating this shit that isn't our favorite, but we have. So might as well eat it so I don't have to go out and see human beings.
Yeah, we're trying to do the make something in the Instapot or crock pot or something like that, that lasts 2-3 nights and just do a couple of those during the week, even though you're bored as shit of it by that third night. Just like, there is no other option. So
yeah,
suck it up and I'm going to have this, even though it's really delicious. I'm just bored, but boo hoo.
Yeah. Don't want the COVIDs.
Yeah. I read somewhere that some, you know, drive-in theaters would be popping back up and stuff, but I haven't seen anything about it since. I would do that because then you just tune into the radio station or wherever they're broadcasting it out, and hopefully you can just PayPal them off your phone. You don't have to roll down any window or do any shit like that. I would do that. I'm trying to like think of anything like that where you could still be secluded, but I haven't gotten to the point where I just need to go drive. I almost got to it the other day, so I still got shit to do around here, around the house. So I get out of the house or whatnot, but. Monday of last week, I was walking up the stairs and all of a sudden my knee just went, fuck you. And so I couldn't do anything by and large for 2-4 days, just kind of sitting around trying to let my knee recuperate on its own from whatever the fuck happened. So I just got exceedingly stir crazy at that point and would have killed to do anything other than just sit around Like, I'd get up, I'd hobble around to try and do what I could. And then it's just like, you know what? My knee's fucking killing me. I need to go sit back down. It's like, this sucks. I'm already stir crazy. And now I can't, you know, I'm limited to what I can actually accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah. This last week was with the nose and eye kind of healing. It was one of those, the first times where I'm just like, man, I'm kind of thankful that I can't go do anything because I just need to lay here anyway. But it's definitely like at night, I basically get restless when I'm used to going to perform and do all that shit. Where I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just literally spend an hour looking through movies on Netflix and being like, I don't want to watch any of this shit. And then just turning the news back on and being like, yeah.
Oh, I saw the tweet. Without spoiling it, I had meant to see the Sam Elliott Bigfoot movie. I heard it was surprisingly really good. Is that the case? Because hold on, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. You cut out again. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I would not say that it's really good. I would say that it was entertaining.
Okay. Well, I guess perhaps that's what they meant by it. They weren't saying it should win an Oscar, but with a title like that, it's way better than you ever anticipate.
Yeah. It took itself insanely seriously for being a movie called The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot. But
well, it's a great title.
Yeah. Well, I read the title. I'm like, what is this? And then I saw it, and it's just the picture they use for the movie is just like a close-up of Sam Elliott looking stern. And I was just like, yep, I'm in.
I'm on board.
This is what I'm watching, plain and simple. And I would say like half the movie, you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then the other half, you're just like, what's the point of this? Why is this even included? All the scenes with the Bigfoot, you're just like, I'm not sure I understand why this was even included.
All right, you're cutting out again on audio.
It felt like part of the movie, like the part where it's like him killing Hitler and the aftermath of like the psychological damage that he kind of has from it. You're like, okay, this is like a cool kind of concept and movie. But then all the parts with Bigfoot, you're like, is this a Sci-Fi Channel movie? Like, is this Sharknado? Because this is absolutely absurd. And the fact that it's part of the same movie is so bizarre and dumb.
But, yeah, I remember when that came out, because somebody I know that, you know, professionally has to review movies is like, yeah, this is what I'm going to see tonight. And, you know, he utters the sentence of the title. And you just kind of look at him, but not fully understanding. Sam Elliott is in what? Like,
yeah.
This got made? This got producer stepped up and said, I'm happy. Like, financial backers. And they got a crew together. And the actors all signed up for, couldn't believe it. And then afterwards, seeing me, he was like, well, wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. You're like, really? Okay. I guess I'll have to see that eventually. Because I mean, it's a hell of a swing. And for actually to connect. It's, you know, speaks volumes, I guess.
The shocking thing to me, because I'm like, that year just come out. I'm thinking it had to be.
It was like last
early year. 2000s, but it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, wow, I can't believe that this got greenlit at all. But
well, maybe it was on that like after the first wave of Netflix had so much success with all their new shows and TV shows, and Amazon Prime was rolling out all theirs, and they had some success. So tons of people were like, hey man, let's just make whatever we can. Like, there's so much TV now and so much hype. Like, I tried watching that Self-Made about the woman who's an entrepreneur. It's a black woman in St. Louis that moves to Indianapolis that starts a hair care product, but this is, you know, 100 and some odd years ago. Have you seen the billboards for that around Netflix? Don't know. I watched the first episode. I was like, this is boring. I don't understand why this was made outside of. There's so much television to be made. You know, it's well acted and the story is kind of interesting, I guess. But it's just like, man, there's so much fucking TV that we're running out of different kind of stories to tell that now we're telling these types of things.
Yeah, I watched some movie today called Badland that is a new release on Netflix.
Okay.
It's got Bruce Dern in it. And,
okay.
Mira Sorvino or something.
Sure. I haven't seen it in a minute.
It's a Western, and I'm watching it just astounded. It's so fucking terrible. The acting is so bad, and the dialogue is just so ridiculous. But I was intrigued with just like someone, they actually made this movie, and
yeah,
Netflix is advertising it like it's like, hey, you should be excited. This, we're just releasing this, but it's just unbelievably bad. It's like a guy who's like a bounty hunter for the Pinkertons, and he's tracking down old Confederate war criminals, basically.
That sounds super interesting.
Yeah, it's like the starts off, there's like Trace Atkins, the country music singer, plays.
Yeah, a big dude. General.
Yeah, but it's just like a, who's asking? He's like, I am. I'm a detective for the Pinkertons. He's like, well, why don't we have a drink? He's like, I don't want a drink with you. He's like, where I'm from, it's an insult to turn down a drink. And he's like, what? And the guy's like, you're under arrest. I'm going to hang you from a tree. Are you willing to come peacefully? He's like, who wrote this?
That's how it happens, dude. That's standard protocol in the West, man.
Yeah, I was amazed. So, like, wow, it's terrible.
I walked in. So we tried watching that show. It's on HBO. Simon, who also did like The Wire. And it's about Jewish people on the East Coast with Charles Lindbergh is basically the proxy for President Trump.
Yeah, what's it called? Something for America.
Something, yeah, America's in the title. Okay. And I was bored to tears after the first episode. And I was like, I don't know. If you want to keep watching, telling Catherine this, let me know if it's any good. Maybe I'll catch up on episodes and we can go back to watching it together. But then she started watching a show called Unorthodox about, you know, Jewish orthodoxy. And then she's watching another show about Jewish people and Nazis. And I was like, are you just watching every Jewish Nazi show that you can find? Just like at this point, she's like, they just keep putting out new ones. And there's just this bevy of Jewish Nazi programs that are all brand new. It's like, all right, well, I didn't realize the world was demanding this much content.
Yeah, they're in. People love good Nazi movies, you know?
Yeah, true. But with the wave of anti-Semitism in this country, is the mass populace demanding 17 new, you know, basically versions of this story?
Well, the thing is that decent folks can watch and, you know, root for the Jewish people, and the Trump supporters can watch and root for the Nazis. So it's a little win-win for everybody.
That's a good spin. You should get into public relations.
We're the victims in this movie. That's what people don't understand.
Yeah. That's beautiful. You want to call it there?
Yeah, that's probably all right.
Yeah, we're even with technical difficulties, you know, we crushed out a solid hour and change. So we're good to go.
Man, in the heart of the COVIDs too, you know?
Yeah. Now look, the only thing that slowed us down was the fact that you had fucking tear duct stones. We would have been here last week had you not had some fluky random thing that only happens once every 12 generations.
And now that we know that the Clintons shut me down anytime I try and preach the truth, they probably put the stone in my tear duct.
Well, the best part is right after you said Clinton, your audio skipped a beat. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, is it going to do it again? But thankfully, it did not. Literally, when you said keep, it was like keep, like a Max Headroom type of thing.
Legend. We got to get
Max Headroom. Great, though. It was like three straight times. As soon as you said, anyway, Bill Clinton, it just both freezes on my screen. Oh, perfect. Anyway, so him and Jeffrey Epstein. And so I got proof, and then I just hear a gunshot.
Yeah, we suicided him.
Anyway, it's an email 3,762, and Hillary's deleted. No record whatsoever. Same bullet that takes out you somehow curves all the way around and gets me.
Yep.
Single shooter. Where can people find you?
You can find me just hiding out from society 24/7.
Just baptizing people in Thousand Oaks.
Catch me down at the Anal Shooter. That's the name of my church.
Really? It was baptism canon, and you seem to be steering clear. You know, you called it your starfish. I thought we were, like, coming up with words for it, you know, to dance around, but not the site of the fucking the baptism.
That's the Anal Shooter Baptism Hall. 6969 Ozark Boulevard, Branson, Missouri.
2-year-olds get a free christening. 2 years and under.
Yeah. Wash the bacteria of Christ.
I will look that up as soon as we finish recording. I'm going to look up, I'm bathed in the blood of Christ. Follow him at Rick Ingram. Follow me at Matt Nost. You got anything else to say?
Nah, man, all is fun, and everyone enjoy just, you know, staying indoors and living that COVID dream.
That's right. Stay safe out there. That's it for this week on Embrace the Hate. Good to see you, buddy.
Peace.
Later, buddy.
Later.